Now, this woman is extraordinary. I only call her an actress. I know it's now fashionable to call female actors, not actresses, but to call them actors. This can lead to confusion, as you will know. The first paper to start making this a sort of requirement that actresses should be always referred to as actors was The Guardian, which worked reasonably well. The subs were always instructed, replace actress with actor. Worked reasonably well until Carlo Ponti, the famous film producer and director, the Italian, died. He was, as you know, the noted husband of Sophia Loren. And the headline appeared, his obituary, on the obituary page, Carlo Ponti dies, and underneath it says, noted husband of Sophia Loren, who enjoyed pursuing young actors, which didn't really tell the story properly. So I'm going to call her an actress. But in a sense, that is irrelevant, because the reason she's winning this award is that after an extraordinary career as an actress on stage in the film, winning two Oscars, she became a Member of Parliament and served as a Member of Parliament for 23 years as a government minister with commitment, with zeal, with enthusiasm, with passion, with understanding, and then decided that her time in Parliament was over. She was approaching her 80th birthday. She just came out into the real world. And then we heard her voice on the radio reading Zola. And we thought, my God, we've missed this voice in this way. And we thought, this is electric. This is extraordinary what people can do, how they can take us into the world of Zola. And then she appeared at the Old Vic in King Lear. And this is what Paul Bailey, the theatre critic of the Oldie, said in his review of the production and about this performance. She ranks, in my mind, with Donald Wolfit and John Wood, the two best Lears I have ever seen. She is forceful when it's necessary and reluctantly vulnerable when Lear's world is falling apart. Did I write she? The fact is that Glenda Jackson makes you forget that she is a woman. Here is a Lear who might just be every man. Would you please salute our Lear of the Year, our Oldie of the Year, Glenda Jackson!
Yay. Oh, it looks just like me. Thank you very much indeed. I had always, I now realize, mistakenly believed that an Oldie Award paid tribute to those who had sufficient common sense always to look both ways before they crossed the road. I'm here at this top table, and in all honesty, it is an immensely humbling experience. I'm sharing this table with a scientist whose work is, even as we speak, informing us from Mars. Next to an artist, and this is where I'm going to do a little bit of name dropping, whose iconic cover of a record, that record was given to me by Marianne Faithfull. I knew that would get a response. Mars didn't, but Marianne Faithfull did, fine. And I just wanted to say to Thelma that her experience of arriving at that bed and breakfast all those years ago in the war was replicated by me in every theatrical digs I've ever been in my life. And there is something, I think, warming about knowing that certain things never change. I'm also sharing a table with the brother of an American politician who held true to one of the basic tenets of the Labour Party, there is always honour in defeat, which is something I think we're going to have to get used to even more and more as the years roll by. I also am going to name drop again. I've had the privilege of working with Vanessa and also with Lord Dubs, and it is immensely moving, I think, to know that they have actually saved people's lives, children's lives. It is regrettable that that example isn't being put into practice across the whole world, even as we speak. But perhaps the most humbling is for the last award to mothers always do know best, but for a mother to take on not only her son, but her son's government and still win, I think is pretty spectacular. So I'm genuinely humbled, and I'm genuinely grateful, and thank you very much.
For more information about the Oldie, go to theoldie.co.uk. This podcast was produced by RadioGorgeous.com 2017.